switch gears right now, and we're going to go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very special guest from High Country Vet. It is Dr. Emily Welcher with Welcher. Did I pronounce that name correctly, doctor?
It's Welcher. The CH is like a K.
Welcher. Okay. Very, very good. Now, you know, you probably as a human know it's going to be very hot tomorrow. But sometimes, and I have my pet, my German Shepherd, sometimes we don't know if our dogs are overheated or showing signs of heat stroke or heat exhaustion. What are some of the tips we can give some of our listeners, the signs to look for when it comes to heat exhaustion and heat stroke with these very high temperatures in store tomorrow?
Well, the biggest signs to look for are the same that you would look for in a human that you would expect to be in heat exhaustion. So, of course, if you've seen any signs of collapse, shock, if they're acting stuporous or very confused, those are all potential signs of heat stroke. And of course, a big one's going to be increased respiratory rate or panting a lot, in addition to an increased heart rate. Something you may also notice is if you look at their gum color, you may see it may look pale or muddy in color, and that would be a good indication that there it may be some underlying heat stroke signs going on.
How do dogs in particular, how do they cool down? Is it basically panting a lot with their, you know, the tongue is out and they're breathing heavily? That's how they keep their themselves cooled down, right? What is the difference between that and then over excessive panting?
So, you have to look at everything all together. You know, if you, say, left your dog out in the sun without a lot of access to shade, and when you go check on him, he's panting a whole lot and won't stop. Even if you try offering water, and then you're seeing on top of that, he may be acting confused or stuporous, that would be a good sign that this is something more serious than just regular old panting. You have to pay attention to the other signs that are going on, what the temperature's like, and where your dog has been and what he's been doing over the past 10 minutes or so.
So when you do discover that the dog is overly heated, or animal, I should say, what do you do? I mean, you obviously want to give the animal water or just cool him down, but what are the steps we should be taking that can be safely administered to a very hot pet?
So the best thing you can do, the first thing you can do, is get them out of whatever situation they were in that caused the heat stroke to begin with. A lot of times this may be, you know, people that leave their pet in their car when it's hot outside. It could be that, like I mentioned earlier, that they were stuck outside in the direct sunlight without access to shade. Or say you were just, you know, jogging around the block. The first thing you can do if you suspect heat stroke is get them inside, get them somewhere cool, and calm them down. Offer them some water, and then you can also put either some very cold water on their paw pads or even some rubbing alcohol on their paw pads to help them cool off. Now, the next thing I would say is call and go to an emergency veterinarian, because managing the signs of heat stroke can be very complicated. If you cool them down too fast or too much, you can cause a lot of other very serious signs.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Excellent, excellent information. How can people get a hold of High Country Vet if they have more questions about not only taking care of their pets in the hot temperatures, but any general pet needs?
Just give me a call. You can reach me at 719-390-7995.
Excellent, excellent. Dr. Welcher, thanks for joining us this afternoon, and make sure you stay cool tomorrow because we don't want you overheating as well.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Have a great day.